This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to the Market Podcast. I'm Santosh Nair and with me is Anuj Singhal, Stocks Editor for CNBC TV 18. Anuj, welcome to the show and good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Santosh, and it's always a pleasure to be here for Money Control Podcast.
So, a fair bit of action in the market this week. Major indices gaining about 1% week on week. Just take us through the major action for the week.
Yes, so I think this was the week in which we finally saw some sense of market broadening. It may not reflect in the advanced decline ratio as such, but the mid-cap index was up 2% this week, while the Nifty was up about 1%. I think that was one good thing. Of course, the bank Nifty still remains the best performing index. That was up about 2.5%. So clearly a lot of rally in financials. Towards the end, there was a big move in NBFCs, led by what a lot of people think was the most undervalued one, which is L&T Finance, which rallied some 20-25% this week. So that was one pocket which did well. Also, like I said, the mid-cap market did well. A lot of beaten down names made a comeback this week, whether it was an IndusInd Bank, even Yes Bank, Friday's fall notwithstanding, that made a comeback. Tata Steel, a lot of these beaten down names, Bharti Infratel made a big comeback. And of course, on Thursday and Friday, it was all about India Bulls Housing and what was happening over there. I don't think anyone till now knows what actually happened on Thursday and Friday, but the price moves were very interesting. And even on Zee Entertainment as well, we can talk about that in a bit. But I think these were the key talking points this week, Santosh.
Well, Anuj, you just mentioned India Bulls Housing Finance. So big pop yesterday, again the stock coming under pressure today. Some bit of confusion over the MCA report. Could you just clarify on what the situation right now is?
Look, I think I don't claim to completely understand this topic. Let me be very clear about it, Santosh. But what I think happened yesterday was that the market's assumption that MCA has given clean chit was based on the fact that the MCA said that the five loans in question, they have been repaid. But it also spoke about some violations. Now, we don't know what were those violations, whether they were serious in nature, whether they were minor in nature. That the affidavit didn't say anything about. But yesterday was expiry, and it looked like that report was more or less on the positive side. That's why you saw that big short covering. What happened today was, A, you were sitting on a big rally, and B, because the India Bulls Council argued in court that till this PIL is there, they're having problem in doing any business. Nobody's lending them money, and hence they can't complete their business. And the court postponed the issue till 28th February. That's 3 months. So the market's nervous that does this mean that there's going to be 3 months of uncertainty? And I think that was the reason. And of course, with yesterday's rally already behind us, I think that was the reason that the stock fell about what, 15-20% today. But I think, you know, the more I speak to market participants, the sense I get is that, you know, some kind of bottom may have been made on India Bulls Housing. But I think there's still some bit of a murky situation as far as whether this is a clean chit or not. A lot depends on that. And I think we'll hear on that as we move forward. But for now, what's happened is that it's a bit of an uncertainty. Though there's one more argument that normally in these cases, the courts will keep postponing the case till they get something concrete. So in that case, it may not be negative, but the fact that you know, India Bulls argued in court that their business is suffering, and the court said okay, for 3 months they're postponed, and they also refused to give any stay. India Bulls was asking for a stay, that, you know, some kind of, the plea was that for these 3 months there should not be any impact on the business because of this PIL. On that, I think the court refused to give any sort of interim relief. I think that worked against India Bulls today.
Anuj, you were also mentioning the mid-caps and small-caps. Now, till a couple of weeks back, the big worry was that the market was lacking breadth. You're not seeing participation from the mid- and small-cap stocks. And the last 2 weeks, there's been some change in that. This week in particular has been fairly good. Now, can we say that this is some kind of a reversal of trend?
I think so. And, you know, if you remember, even last week, I was making this point that even though the market has not broadened enough, it's given you enough indication that it's trying to do that. The advanced decline consistently has been between 2:1 to 1:2. I think that's a very healthy advanced decline. Even 1:2 is not a bad advanced decline. I mean, you would want it more on a 2:1 side, but the mid-cap sentiment is improving. Santosh, what you don't want is 2017 kind of market. 4:1, 5:1 kind of advanced decline. Everything going up. You buy something in the morning. You make money by the end of the day. Even if you don't, you leave the position open with the knowledge that next day the market will bail you out. That was a different market. That was a market which was not punishing you. This is a market which will punish you if you make mistakes. In 2017, you could make mistakes and still make money. Not this year. This year, you'll have to be really sure about what you're buying, at what price are you buying, how much are you buying. And I think that way, this kind of mid-cap action that you've seen, and you can see it on the screen. You know, if you see the top traded stocks, consistently, you will see a lot of green. You know, whether if you look at today, for example, L&T Finance or a couple of other names, or even last week. So that way, I think the market is broadening. For last 3 or 4 days, we haven't spoken about, for example, HDFC Bank, because, you know, everything's been about IndusInd Bank, Yes Bank, and all the other stocks. So in one sense, I think it's good for the market.
We're also seeing renewed interest in the NBFC segment. Hmm. So what is driving this interest? And also, is it an across-the-board rally that you're seeing there?
You know, what's happened in NBFC space is that the markets thought that there was going to be one more round of crisis for NBFCs. I think the markets come to, you know, some kind of conclusion that perhaps those fears were unfounded. So earlier, the market's focus was only on Bajaj Finance and Muthoot Finance. These are the two stocks which were doing well. If you see this week or the last 10 days, these are the two stocks which have actually underperformed. And the money has moved to the likes of Ujjivan, L&T Finance, Equitas, even ICICI Pru from the lows has seen some buying. So I think this space has seen a lot of renewed interest. A lot of stocks in this space were always cheap. Only issue was whether there's going to be another crisis which is going to hit them. I think with the comfort that perhaps that's not the case, and that comfort could come from anything, whether, you know, it's Yes Bank getting sorted or Z getting sorted, or, you know, no fresh negatives coming out of the earlier issues. So that's where you've seen this week has been about buying in quality NBFCs where valuation was on your side. I mean, look, for example, just give you L&T Finance's example, because that's the biggest stock of this week. There was a time when, you know, I was very clear that L&T Finance needs to correct a lot more. But, you know, it reached a stage where, I mean, at 80, 85, you couldn't go any wrong with this kind of pedigree promoter and this kind of asset quality. So the market sensed that, and after that, it's just been one way up. That's market for you, Santosh. Once you get momentum in a sector or a stock, after that, it just goes up and up. Like it worked on the way down for L&T Finance, now it's working on the way up. So, it's good to see some of the good NBFCs actually making a comeback.
So foreign fund flows continue to remain fairly robust. We saw close to about $1 billion worth of money coming in this week.
Yes.
Overall for the month, it's a little over $2 billion.
Yes.
But on the other hand, again, the macro numbers continue to disappoint. So in a short while from now, we'll be faced with the second quarter GDP number, and which is in all likelihood is likely to be sub 5%. So does that have any kind of bearing at all?
You know, Santosh, if you know the number and I know the number, the market knows the number, right? So the market's given you a verdict that it's ready to move on at a sub 5% GDP print. Is it ready to move at sub 4.5% GDP print? For starters, we don't know if that's going to be the number, but is it ready to do that? I think so, because the market clearly is forward looking. And look, I just tell you one thing. This market's made its mind that post the corporate tax rate cut, this is not the end of the reforms. You will see more as we head into the union budget. And these kind of steps do take 6 to 9 months. And market is always a forward looking animal. I consistently have this belief that the markets made some kind of bottom in September and a hard bottom. And when the market makes a hard bottom, the data that you should be looking at is 6 to 9 months hence. So September is where the markets made a bottom. What you should be now looking forward is March to June data of 2020. The market will give everyone a long rope till June 2020. If post June 2020 also, I think the data disappoints, then the market is in for a severe fall. But up until then, the market's base case is that all the numbers that you will see will have some tinge of bottoming out process, and the real growth starts from the middle of 2020. As far as fund flows are concerned, again, it's telling you, of course, a lot of fund flow this week was also because of this MSCI balancing. But then at the end of the day, that's money, right? ICICI Bank itself got $1 billion. So I think the sense I'm getting is that fund flows should continue. And that's the beauty about fund flows. Once you chase momentum, you know, the FIs which were selling at 10,000, 10,500 are buying at 12,000, 12,100. And that's because we have momentum now in the market.
As to other major stocks in the index, you're not seeing much of participation by stocks like L&T. What is the story there?
Yes, and I think L&T is the remarkable one. What has happened is that the market is fearing, for right or wrong, that something like Andhra cannot be repeated in Maharashtra. When we had the government change, the best performing infra stock was NCC. And NCC fell from 105 to 50 in a matter of 3 months because the Andhra government did come out and scrapped a lot of projects of NCC. Now, L&T has a large presence in Maharashtra. It would be wrong to equate L&T with NCC simply because L&T is too big. And it has, of course, other regions to work in. But even in Maharashtra, I don't see any parallels between what happened in Andhra and what happened here. But that's market's fear right now that perhaps that would be the reason. There's a Credit Suisse report as well which was talking about the fact that perhaps Larsen & Toubro is going to miss out on its guidance of order inflows. And I think that's another reason that the stock has been underperforming. It's a stock which has frustrated a lot of people, myself included, because I thought that, if the market has to take the next leap, L&T should be one of the stocks which would lead that. That hasn't happened. But then I think at some point you will see a bounce in Larsen, and when that happens, it won't look back. But for now, the market's worried about these two, three things that I mentioned.
So next week, what is likely to be the major triggers for the market?
Well, we'll keep looking at the global cues, of course. We will look at Yes Bank's fundraising and how does the market react to that. I think we would also look at the names like IndusInd Bank, etc., and whether that rally that we have had, that continues or not. Over the weekend, there would be a telecom tariff hike from both Bharti and Idea. That's what we have been told. Whether it happens or not, that's something to watch out for. I think Jio has perhaps still not decided the quantum, but I think Bharti and Vodafone have. So that, I think, is another trigger to watch out for. And of course, we'll keep an eye on the fund flow situation. That's been driving our market all through the last 2-3 weeks. That remains the number one trigger.
So in case the GDP numbers turn out to be even lower than what the market expects, do you expect any kind of reaction there?
I think the market will think that there's a next big rate cut coming from the RBI and the market will go up. I'm willing to stick my neck out on this, Santosh, that we are in a bull market in which bad news will be construed as good. And I just tell you one thing. Today we had a low on the Nifty and the Bank Nifty. If because of the GDP numbers we open down on Monday, and if we don't revisit today's low and bounce from above today's low, I think that would be market's message. In that case, today's low would become sacrosanct. If, however, we break today's low, in that case, I would be a bit worried. In a sense, then perhaps this is one of those corrections that takes the market towards the 20 to 50 day moving average, which is now around 11,900 to 11,950. As of now, that's not my base case. As of now, my base case is that we have made some kind of low already for the series today itself, but I reserve the right of being wrong. And if on Monday we see today's low being broken and closing below that, in that case, I think we'll have to revisit our overall market thesis.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Thank you, Anuj, for all those insights, and hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Santosh. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Market Podcast. And in case you have any suggestions or feedback, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Have a nice weekend.